Hello, this is John Davis. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. It is July 9th, 2019. Today, I'm going to be talking about holding patterns and how they can turn out to be a blessing in our lives. We've all been there. I'm sure many of us have experienced the unpleasant experience of being on an airplane that has been put in a holding pattern. You know what I'm talking about, when the plane circles and circles the airport, either weather-related, it's usually weather-related, and it can't land. So as a result, the plane is going around and around and around, circling the airport over and over again until it's safe to land. The experience can be very frustrating, especially if we have another connecting flight to get to, which could make us late for. The experience of being in a holding pattern also shows up in our everyday life. There are delays. Every day, there's a delay. The check we were supposed to get didn't quite show up in time in the mail. The car dealer you took your car to for repairs didn't get your car back in time. Now you have to go rent a car. In life, there are literally thousands of delays that can frustrate us. This is life. It is a common trait of us humans to want to see things go smoothly. We just don't like delays. And even some of us, me included, will want to take these delays personally, like somehow there's some conspiracy or something, or somebody's out to do these things to us, which of course is not the truth. And it was also my experience that these delays can be an absolute blessing. So I want to go back to my airport story for just a moment. Many times, airplanes are put in a holding pattern because there was a thunderstorm near the airport. To land in a storm would be dangerous, so the pilot decides to wait until the storm clears before making a safe landing. Now, I'm going to share a short story here. I was coming back from a dive trip down to Costa Rica years ago, and we were coming into Miami. It was a terrible thunderstorm, and we did a holding pattern, went around, we tried to land, didn't work. Tried again, didn't work. Tried a third time, and every time we went around, it was worse and worse every time. It was, you know, thunderbolts, the whole thing. Eventually, we went off to another airport, and we landed safely, and all was well. Now, when I look back on that, you know, I would say, wow, maybe we could have just made the choice to go to a different airport rather than going through that. I'm also thinking of another story. I was reminded of a time when I was about to leave home to go somewhere. For some reason, I was late leaving. And I had to do something that I remembered that I had to do. This put me in a holding pattern of sorts, maybe delay my time to leave. It turns out, when I got on the highway, I suddenly found myself in a major traffic jam. Later, I find out on the news that basically there was a very bad traffic accident. Now, there's no way I can know this for sure, but it is possible that if I left 10 minutes earlier, it could have been me in that accident. In other words, the delay literally could have saved my life in that situation. Here I was being frustrated, worried about the accident, or worried about the traffic holding me up, being late for my appointment, when really what was going on was there was an incredible blessing. I was being saved from a disaster. So the idea that what is happening right now is exactly what is supposed to happen is a belief that guides my life. When things are not happening the way I think they are supposed to happen, I go back to this belief that sustains me. Once again, that I am being protected, that all is well, and that really I don't know what's going on. I think I know what's going on, but many times I really don't know what's going on. The holding pattern that I feel is sometimes frustrating, and it's sometimes there to protect me. So it may be frustrating to endure, but there's also a lesson in patience that I need. Delayed gratification is often a blessing. Every one of us is put in a holding pattern of sorts sometimes. In my opinion and experience, those times are usually times of great blessings. The holding pattern can teach us to reevaluate the move that we were about to make. The holding pattern can give us a moment to consider whether the thing we are pursuing is worth spending our time on. It gives us time to think. The delay could give us a chance to ask questions about what we are about to embark on. And when we do finally move forward from this holding pattern, the quality of our work is often better. That's my experience. The pause is exactly what we need to recharge and regroup. So to end, I want to say that going faster in life is not necessarily a good thing. If we find ourselves feeling like we're stuck in a holding pattern, remember that this could be a tremendous blessing for you. And as we wait in our holding pattern, things are working out behind the scenes. I really believe that there is a power for good in this world that is looking out for us. And even when we think things are not going exactly the way they should be, there is a plan. There is a divine, beautiful plan orchestrating everything. Whether we see it that way happening in real time or whether we see it later. And that's also my experience that many times hindsight, like the traffic jam with the accident, many things turn out to be a tremendous blessing in the end. So thank you again for joining me today on our podcast. I pray it was a blessing to you. Please feel free to share this with others that you may find be inspired by it. Have a wonderful and blessed day.